It is April 19. One bullet for Kalashnikov costs about 50 cents. You can buy two bullets for a dollar. Theoretically, that's two lives. $1 equals minus two lives. It's simple math. It can't get any simpler. The point of the sanctions imposed against Russia is precisely to leave Russians with as little money as possible so they don't have the means to repair weapons, build tanks, or buy bullets. When the so-called Russian opposition starts complaining that the average people are suffering because of the sanctions and that's why they should be lifted, they are playing into the Kremlin's hands. You can't take money only from the state and leave the money for the people. That's not how it works. The state's money is the taxes people pay. And the less money they have, the fewer taxes they pay. And the less their state can buy tanks and bullets. Those who call for the lifting or easing of sanctions are either fools who don't understand where the state's money comes from, or they are working for Putin, pretending to be his enemies. Russians who fled to the West love to talk about how Russian people are not to blame for the war, how people don't support the occupation of Ukrainian lands and the killing of Ukrainians, but they are lying. Just read what Russians write about the war. By the way, I've counted about 30 insulting names for Ukrainians that these supposedly anti-war people have come up with. Just watch videos from the first days of a full-scale invasion when thousands of people in Russia were celebrating. They were genuinely celebrating, dancing on the streets, having picnics near the border with Ukraine to see missiles flying towards our cities, and they were very, very happy about each of these missiles. The so-called Russian opposition is a bunch of fools, Putin's agents and people living in a fantasy world where the war can end without Putin's defeat, without destroying his army, and without returning the occupied territories. Let me remind you once again that for a dollar you can buy two bullets for an AK that can kill two Ukrainians. And we need to make sure that Russia does not have that dollar, so it cannot even buy those two bullets, because if Russia has even one less dollar, it will spend it not on bread for the old person, not on a school notebook for a child, but on war, because killing Ukrainians rather than caring for its citizens, it's the only purpose of Russia's existence now. There's nothing else.